This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I'm going to be right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, getting sick from the camera movement. Look at Dramamine works. Seriously. I mean, or was it ginger root? Ginger root helps too with motion sickness. So just take some. It'll all be fine in the morning, I promise. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We are live from CPAC 2017. We are the night owls here. And you know, people making noise are the people with the vacuum cleaners.
On Radio Row.
They can only... That's right. You only seem to find the power switch. So I think we're one of the last ones here still broadcasting. There might be a few around the corner. But you know, every year I like to talk to people that are like you and I. They're working every day, whether they're in broadcasting, whether they're working a job in a fashion, whatever they're doing, they're working like you and I are working and just trying to keep food on the table and that kind of stuff. So. I've got a couple of people with me today. Stephanie Trussell.
Trussell.
You know, it took me about 6 or 7 years to get my kids' names right.
Oh,
so we'll get through this. Yeah,
them, yeah,
I know. Yeah. You know, I used to go to parties, and if I went with four, I came home with four. That kind of was the rule for me, and it worked out. That really, seriously, and take the quiet ones back with you. That's the trick. And then Alexa Dunitz. See, I got yours right. Yeah, okay. See that? What is LIU Post?
It's a local college on Long Island.
Okay.
I do social media coordination, so when they ask me who do you work for, I don't have anything to put, so I put my college.
Okay. I want you to talk into that like it's a lollipop almost.
Okie dokie.
Okay, thank you. So, all right. So, Stephanie, what do you do?
Well, every Sunday night I have a show on WLS Chicago's big 50,000 watts, 9 to midnight, unapologetically, hopefully advancing the conservative movement and our agenda and our message. And right there in the belly of the beast, deep blue Chicago, deep blue Illinois, home of our first brown president. And... yeah, and so that's what I do, and I enjoy it. It's a gift. It's a blessing to be on such a well-known radio station, the third largest market, and it's the home of Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin. And so it's Rush, Mark Levin, and Stephanie Trussell. We're the only conservatives on the station, but that's
you might be the only conservatives in the state.
Illinois, yeah. It's brutal. Yeah.
And how's that petition moving along to turn make Abraham Lincoln a Democrat? You know, I hear that... Did you see the picture of that plaque that they put up on one of the buildings in downtown Chicago?
Oh, I missed that
home
one.
Home of Abraham Lincoln, blah, 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 true Democrat, like that. And really?
What do facts have to do with anything? It's all about feelings when you're a Democrat.
So, while I got you here, you know, my argument is always the same. I start screaming. It bothers me. I don't even live there. And it bothers me tremendously. A few weekends ago, two little girls were killed in Chicago.
No, actually, two girls and a two-year-old boy.
Oh, okay. 11, three.
Yeah, 12-year-old girl, 11-year-old girl, and a 2-year-old boy.
So break my heart even more. So three little kids that had no business.
Being kids.
They just wanted to be kids. They were just out with their parents and what have you. And we've been hearing about this for years. And it's been escalated for years. And here's my complaint. Mr. Obama, where are you? You go out to these places. You tell people how bad Trump is. That Million Man March that Sharpton and Jackson want, and Mr. Obama, do it in the inner city. Drive those people out.
You know, the last day of the year, they held a vigil for 793 people were killed in Chicago last year. So they needed to have 793 people come and carry these 35-pound crosses from four blocks and carry them back. It's by Father Flager, one of the biggest activist priests there. We couldn't even get 793 people out there to do that. Now, 2 weeks later, for this women P hat march, you know, it's thousands of people. And it is very sad that Obama's hometown, it could have been anywhere, but it's his hometown that he's just turned his back on. And then you have all these activists demanding that Trump talk to them. What are you going to do for us, Trump? And it's, they never made these demands for Obama. They just allowed him to get away with. He could literally ignore his hometown. He came in last week really quick working on his museum, in and out. Doesn't stop to say anything like stop the killing or let's work on this. We're the home of Oprah, Derrick Rose, all these major people in Chicago, activists and Jesse Jackson and the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. Why can't they get together and figure this whole thing out? They just ignore it.
If they manage to get together and figure things out, right, then they're out of jobs.
Yeah, then they'll have to go get real jobs, right. Right. You have to go punch a clock somewhere, right. And that's, we don't want that, right.
It's the same thing with why don't people stop the drug war? Well,
right.
People go out of business if they stop doing drugs.
Right.
I mean, why do you take medicine? Well, I take medicine because I have to. But we would find a cure if we didn't have pills.
Oh.
And it's like, that's not how it works.
It's
anti-self-preservation.
No, it's one of the things that, especially when it's little kids,
mm-hmm.
it bothers me
Breaks
so much because
heart.
there's nothing. It's not like you tell your little 4 or 5 year old stay away from the park just to get. They don't know what you're talking about. The park is a fun place.
Right.
There's no reason why they shouldn't be able to go there. And again, it's one of the things that just drives me nuts.
Lately in Chicago for the last few years, you get up on Monday morning and you wait for the numbers. It's going to tell you how many people were shot and how many people were killed. And that's just our reality. It doesn't even affect us. Sometimes it's not until a child gets shot sometimes that it is even a big deal anymore. But people still don't talk about that. 11-year-old and a 12-year-old and a 2-year-old all in the same weekend. And 11 and 12-year-old were shot within a half an hour of each other in two different places. And it's nobody's talking about it, and it just makes me really sad. And there's a few years ago, right around the time with Mike Brown, it was 2 weeks later, a 9-year-old boy was targeted by a gang and shot several times by four thugs. Nobody knows his name. Nobody knows who he is. It went weeks before anybody even knew who shot him. But because he wasn't Mike Brown, they've turned into this martyr. No one cares about this kid being targeted, 9 years old, buried in his peewee football uniform, outside, and they thought he was a drug informer, and four thugs just shot him multiple times.
Unreal. Hey, I'm Dobasini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Take care of your bodily functions. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to be uncomfortable. I want you to hear the conversation. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. And whether you're American-made, or you came here on the boat, or however you got here legally, you should be waving the flag. There's nothing wrong with waving the flag. You know, I talk about my Italian heritage all the time on the show, and I talk about how, you know, my grandparents came here because they wanted a better life. But guess what they did? They got sponsors. They sold everything they owned. They got on a boat because you couldn't, you know, it was kind of hard to just walk over the Atlantic Ocean. It was very, very tough for them to do that. So they came here that way, and they loved this country. And I used to say, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but in New York and in Boston, they have these feasts in August, and they're Italian-American feasts. And you look, and you don't see anybody wrapped in an Italian flag. You don't see anybody wrapped in, you know, waving just an Italian flag. There's always the Italian and the American flag side by side. I never saw or heard animosity towards this country. I will tell you that my mother's dad didn't like the country. So instead of staying here and talking about how bad it was, he just went back to Italy. He said, "This isn't for me. I'm out of here.
We're not everybody's cup of tea."
No, no. You guys enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm gone.
Right.
And you know, the only thing that they fear, you know, they pull at our heartstrings, right? These, they just come here for a better life. They just come here so the kids can have a better life. If you've been here for 39 years and you've done nothing, you know, because we keep forgetting about permanent residency. Right. These people can apply for residency here, mm-hmm. legal residency.
If they wanted to. Yeah.
If they wanted to. They don't seem
to. But then they'd actually have to pay taxes.
Oh, there's that T word again.
And you know, I get, especially as a person that happens to be black, I get so upset when they talk about these dreamers and what they're entitled to. And I keep thinking about as descendants of chattel slaves, and the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment was written for us and what we're entitled to. And we're giving away our birthright by, again, being from Chicago, with the, if you don't get shot on the way to your failing schools, it's a blessing. And what about, I have a dream for those kids. And I'm not, if I have one tear to shed, it's going to be for those kids and not for some
right.
kid that came here with their parents 15 years. I don't want to hear the story, because their first responsibility, as Trump loves to say, put America first. And that's what I'm talking about. And
yeah, but that's being a nationalist.
Yeah,
you know, come on, Stephanie.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
What's wrong
you know?
With me? You, know.
You can't love America first. There's people in countries all over. What, do you hate them now?
We used to hear, as kids, we would learn about assimilation. You come and you want to be in this melting pot and you just want to be American. That's all. They can't wait to be American. And that's what they want to do. And to be still holding, you hold on to your culture, and that's why you have Chinatown and Little Italy and all these amazing places you can go to in a city like Chicago and get this authentic food in Greektown. But you're not saying, oh, I'm putting that country above America. You came here for all the riches and all the amazing things that it means to be an American. And so that's the problem, that they don't want to assimilate. They want to be separate, and they want to keep their culture from and their laws from another place.
Okay, Stephanie, I've just been told that I screwed up again because I didn't reintroduce my guest.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Now, Stephanie Trussell, you have a show called
The Stephanie Trussell Show. Yeah.
Do you know why I never named my show after me? Because
oh.
I figured I'd fail miserably and I didn't
want
him
to
know.
To
that's right. I was a Joe? No, that was a different Joe. That wasn't me.
Well, what are you talking about?
I would have named the show after me, right? So that's why I never did that.
I wasn't creative enough. I just decided to go, The Stephanie Trussell Show.
Well, you don't have to trademark that, right? You already own it.
Yeah,
so.
That's me.
And Alexa Dunnitz, you are with the LIU Post. Now, you're on a college campus.
Yeah.
So you're getting to deal with all these wonderful young people who feel like everybody is doing something against them, right?
Oh, yeah. The special snowflakes.
And you should call them the special snowflakes. Does the paper or does the Post limit to what you allowing you to write or not write, or how you can tell a story? Or
sort of. What I'll do is I'll submit my story as is, and then the editor will pull out all things that made it good and conservative and my voice, but that's not really school specific. It's more just there are liberal special snowflakes all over the place.
Are you seeing that these young people on your campus, the ones that that might be protesting Trump, if you would, or protesting some of the policies?
Oh, they're 100% protesting if they're doing it right on campus.
You know, my argument is always, where are the conservative, are there any conservative teachers there, professors that just don't want to say anything?
There are actually three of them, and they do make it quite
three.
Known.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
We can get together and
three
have
three with spines, very
that
good.
That being said, two of those three don't speak about it.
Wow.
Other than two conservative students.
Right.
And the other one was able to be the campaign manager on Rockefeller's presidential campaign. So he's been there forever.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And doesn't really articulate well anymore. He's unfortunately starting to lose his mind.
So is there any way, and I know there is a way, and it's a broad question, but is there any way to reach those kids? Is there any way to start stepping them along? Because I know I do stories all the time on these college campuses where they're freaked out because they see, anti-abortion pictures, okay? It's okay for them to talk about doing it and allowing it to happen and stop getting in the way of a woman's rights, but they don't really want to know what happens.
They don't want to know how the sausage
the
gets made, so to
speak.
The big thing
with that is, I think when you jump someone in like that and show a big picture of an aborted baby, it's almost like shock value. They're shocked by it, and then they want to retreat like a turtle into the little hole of safety with all their liberal friends. The way I've been changing hearts and minds in that way is I'll start off with a simple question, like, Do you know what party Martin Luther King was registered to?
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
yeah, they
no,
never teach you that in Black History Month.
God, no. Why would we learn that he was a registered Republican?
No, they left that out. You're right.
Once people start to, if you can start to open their mind to the possibility that what they've been taught isn't the real story, then they go and they do their own research and they start to make their own opinions. But you cannot change a person's opinion. You can change their thought process. And in changing their thought process, their opinion will switch.
Mm. Yeah, it's very interesting, especially when you're in a city like Chicago. But, you know, when you think about it, any city that's been ruled by Democrats for decades, Chicago's been since 1930s, Detroit, Flint, just add any of them, Baltimore, they're failed policies, and everybody, especially Black people, are suffering in those cities with those policies. And if you try to even just suggest that they could possibly look at the Republican Party, you're shut down, you're defriended, you're called a crazy Republican and all the names that they call me, because you're not allowed. Lincoln may have freed the slaves, but he didn't allow us to be Republicans. Nobody's freed us, and it said it's okay if you're Black, if you're in brown skin, you know what, it's okay for you to be a Republican. And when you think about it, who enslaved us? It was the Democrats. And so once we were free, it made sense that Black people were Republicans.
Now,
you wouldn't
Stephanie,
go to the party that was enslaving you.
I have to correct you, Stephanie. I have to correct you, because okay, every time I bring that up, I get an onslaught of emails, and I'm going to send them to you this time.
Okay, go ahead.
Because apparently what happened was...
Oh, don't give me that. I was going to say, I have
My dad and a whole bunch of other people, they slipped into a coma for more than 24 hours, mm-hmm, and the parties changed.
No, they
And all the Democratic policies, when they became Republicans, yeah, and vice, and that's what we don't seem to understand.
No, but how come Black people are suffering under these very? If you're a Democrat and you live in urban cities and they don't like to talk about it, you're suffering. And if the parties switch, how come Black Republicans are doing very well wherever they're living in freedom, and it's the ones that are still stuck on the donkey plantation that are suffering?
We'll have to talk about that more in a second break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side, live from CPAC 2017. Don't go far. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Get ready to go. Go ahead, I know. Yeah.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you for staying with us. I know it's kind of hard. Listen, don't watch the camera if you're susceptible to motion sickness. I am doing the best job I can do, but, you know, as an Italian, as I start to talk, the camera probably starts flipping all over the place, and I just don't see it because very hard for me to think and talk at the same time without my hands being free to do what they want to. I've got Stephanie Trussell with me. She has her own show called The Stephanie Trussell Show. Stephanie, what do you talk about on your show? I mean, what is the gist of the conversations most of the time?
Well, I just talk about how much I love this country. I was born to a mom who was 17 when she had me. She was an orphan, never graduated from high school. After 21 months after she had me, she had my sister, and then years later, my brother. But my mother was just is such a hard worker. She's a Democrat, and I don't understand how. But she set a good example for us. We worked really hard. She sacrificed so much to give us a good education, being in Chicago where the education isn't that great, and she sent us to private school. And I just love on my show to talk about how much I love this country and how if you're born here, you won the genetic lottery. The rest is up to you. It's just hard work, mm-hmm. and you can be anything you want to be. And I try to encourage people living in Chicago with children that they care about, save your money, sacrifice, and move to a suburb or a town with quality schools. The average ACT is 17 in Chicago. You can't get scholarships and have opportunity. They're failing children. The graduation rate is 48% for black people. That's unacceptable.
You know, the black community... Pardon my language here, mm-hmm. but the black community gets screwed when it comes to education.
Oh, for sure.
And the funny thing about it is the Dems are running around screaming about the inner city, take care of the black community,
they
and what have you.
So much.
And they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things I bring up is in Washington, D.C., when Michelle, I can't think of her name, but anyway, she went in there, she allowed vouchers, she started mm-hmm. allowing the charter schools in there, and the kids, they flipped. They
school
went
choice.
To
choice. Go figure. Right.
Oh, wow.
They love choice when it comes to killing babies, but choice
had,
in school, not so much.
Forgive me, but we had the black president show up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He came in and said, we'll have none of this.
Right.
Okay.
Now his kids are,
public
you know,
schools,
in a great school.
Right.
Right.
Public schools, you know, this is what we, and I'm thinking to myself, wow. It's think of all the freedoms that we have in this country, the one freedom we really honestly don't have is freedom of choice for schools.
Exactly.
You know?
And you know, it's so interesting. I always think liberals think public schools are for peasants. Their kids will never be sitting next to you. Rahm Emanuel, Obama, and Michelle came in and changed the lunch program. And one day I Googled the lunch program where her kids go, were to go to school.
I wouldn't give that to my dog.
What she's proposing for us to eat, but what her kids were ordering off a 5-star menu, and it's just so good enough for us. We would never ever put our kids in that situation, but we're going to make sure that's what you are. And then we talk about breaking up the cycle of poverty. You can't if you're not even given a quality education to even to get a good a job, to get or to go
but
to college.
And, doesn't and the education rate directly correlate to the single mother rate?
No,
I mean,
exactly.
In an inner city, 70% of teenagers are single parents.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they're not going to graduate.
Yeah.
To some extent, it's about teaching families
and this family
to be families.
That was broken up by public aid. They replaced the dads with a big check. Big Gov came in, and we know Big Gov is an absentee parent, and so these are the results.
No, they are your. I don't care what color you are.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Gov is your slave master.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's Alexa Dunnis that joins us with the LIEU Post. Look, we were talking off during the break. We were talking about soccer moms, trophy kids, and all that other fun stuff, and one of the things we were talking about, and I've heard talked about it on the show several times, but there seems to be a difference of opinion at this table.
Uh-oh.
This is my table. I don't know what you're talking about. But,
how dare you?
No, but one of the things I've been saying with the kids that are rioting, because they're not protests, they're riots. Once you get into a violence mode, it's riots.
Mm-hmm.
These were the kids that were always, they knew if they cried enough, they screamed enough, they threw a temper tantrum enough, they could get the $200 sneakers, the $500 iPhone, the box of candy that they wanted that mommy said no at the supermarket. But Alexa, you didn't quite agree with that.
Well, no, I agree up to that point. I think when you start talking about every kid getting a participation trophy being a bad thing, that there's something to be said for that. I think that when you're giving out participation trophies in high school and in late middle school, that there's a problem. I think in elementary school, there's something to be said for teaching a kid that if you try, it's good enough. And there's something to be said for giving a kid a trophy just for trying, especially for children in that school that are learning disabled or mentally handicapped in any way, because those kids don't excel at academics and they don't excel at sports, and their world is vastly different than the world of an average child. And that world can be totally changed by a simple participation trophy. So I love that we're trying to change schools, but we can't go bashing the things that work. And participation trophies from first to sixth grade work. It teaches, it ingrains in your mind that all you have to do is try, and you've won.
Well, basically, all you got to do is show up. I don't know. I have five kids, and four of them are super athletic. And my kids only value the trophies of when they won the pennant, when they won the tournament. Those other things are just filling up the shelves, and they get dusty, and you throw them away, and they're in the minefield.
Yeah, but
I mean,
the
it doesn't,
kid that isn't athletic.
But that's very, yeah.
And that's a significantly larger portion of
maybe
the population.
Maybe we should give participation certificates, not so much trophies, just for achieving. Because, it's not very, it's not uncommon. They're trying to do away with the honor roll system now, because they don't want anybody else to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're getting straight A's. Well, then what about the person getting straight C's? That's just not fair, so we don't want to make them feel bad. So,
but there's a point where that participation trophy becomes ridiculous. I think first through fifth grade, those are formative years for children.
We can agree on that, I guess, up until a certain grade.
I see
even if you switch the certificates, it's the point of the child learning that what they do, A, has a consequence. If I try really hard, I may win. But if I don't, I'm going to lose inherently. But if I try my best and I still lose, that's okay. And there's something to be said for teaching that to every child.
Well, I in having a couple of young grandchildren now, especially my granddaughter, and watching her try, and you encourage them to try. I don't know, they come home sometimes with the gold star mm-hmm. and the happy sticker or whatever they get. And I go, what'd you get that for? Because I was good. I didn't have to be talked to today. I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. When you go to work every week, you get your paycheck because that's what you're supposed to get. So I'm of the thinking, maybe this hasn't been thrown into this yet, you shouldn't get rewarded for what you're supposed to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe going above and beyond, or these kids that, as you said, may get frustrated about something, but they decide to push through it. That's gold star time.
Yeah.
But I think what we
but
have
I
to
don't
be
care
careful.
What you're giving, the fact that that kid who needs it and needs that confidence boost, really, that comes from, wow, I got the same thing everyone else did,
mm-mm.
is a big deal. And it's not to be overlooked like it's a small thing. Because to some kids, they may only get one trophy a year, and that's the participation trophy they get on field day. And that's a big deal to them, because they got the same gold trophy that every other kid got.
Yeah.
And that inclusiveness is a big deal.
No. I think it's a fine line. I think we have to be careful.
Yeah, it's definitely a fine line, and I don't disagree with that. But saying that when we categorize, this is the participation trophy generation. Well, I'm part of that generation. I'm at CPAC. I've founded two businesses already. And those participation trophies gave me the confidence to do that. So maybe there's a point where participation trophies become not helpful, but in the formative years, teach your kid to try. Teach your kid to try his best, even if he fails, because that's what's going to give him the fearlessness of the future, into the future, of I can walk into this job interview and I will nail it because I'm me.
Now, I want you two to know, I usually don't do this kind of interview this long.
Oh, you don't? Oh,
no.
You're special.
No, I'm just, I am, and I don't know if they are, because, I mean, I may care what they think, but, you know, it's my mic, so.
Oh, okay.
And I don't ask you how old you are, Alexa, but I'm sure you're a little younger than Stephanie and myself, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're on a college campus. What's that?
She's 20-something.
I'm 26, and I don't care.
You ask a woman her age and her shoe size.
Oh, are you kidding?
Well, I'm 51.
Ask me my age, my shoe size. Don't ask me my dress size.
But you're amazing. For a 26-year-old woman, you are extremely mature, and I would have never thought you were that young. That's pretty amazing. And like you said, you're at CPAC, which says a lot for who you are.
Yeah. And I do enjoy the fact that you're out here. You're willing to learn. You're willing to listen. I get a kick out of some of the young people that I hear. You know, they're in circles, and you kind of...
Yeah, there's...
I know. What do they call it? It's eavesdropping, I know, but I don't care.
Right.
So, I'm listening to them talking about my guard. Did I think I knew that much at that age?
Oh.
Yeah, probably, right? Yeah.
A lot of young people here, more so than I... Yet last year was my first time, and I'm just from on this pre-day, it hasn't even really started. So many young people, a high school group. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my goodness. If Obama did nothing else, I think he obviously made more black Republicans because they only got 88% of our vote this time. And a lot more young people are out here. They're so fired up about coming to CPAC now.
I want to talk to you, too, about reaching out to the black community and what it's going to take to get them to see that the Dems have done, not even allowed them to have the right kind
of... Cut off Santa Claus. Stop giving away free stuff.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. I'm Joe with Senior Host. This is The Real Side, live from CPAC. Go heat up your coffee. Come on back. Go heat up your coffee. Heat up your tea. I don't care, but come on back.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
I guess you can sum it up in two words. What's that? Get involved.
Is that funny?
Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hopefully, you're back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you can spending with us. Ani, you see the number drop because it went black. I put the phone down.
Oh.
I put the camera down on the black thing here, and they thought everything was gone. Oh. Anyhow. See, you didn't get to hear us talking about you. I'm Joe Messina, the host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can find out what stations and times are on. And as I always tell you, if we're not on a station near you and you're having to listen on that smartphone thingy, where you shouldn't really have to listen on a smartphone, you should be able to listen on the radio, call the station. Ask the station manager why he isn't carrying the show. And if he blows you off, call me, because I'd be more than happy to pick up the phone and call the man. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do that out of habit. I'm not answering the phone tonight. No matter what you do, I will not call you. I will not speak with you if you call. And we are live from CPAC 2017. Are they drunk down there?
They're having fun.
Why, we're not? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, this is a blast.
Okay.
This is a sober fun.
No. Okay. Stephanie Trussell joins me. She's got her own show called the Stephanie Trussell Show. And Stephanie, you are out of Chicago.
Yes. Born and raised in Chicago. I love the city.
Now,
I don't live in Chicago. I'm 40 miles outside in a very conservative county where they educate children.
I don't know if you're telling the truth because, you know, you're a black woman in Chicago. You know, you guys are Democrats. I mean, it's like in the DNA. It's on the birth certificate.
Deep blue.
Right?
Deep blue.
Kind of hard to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't have a choice.
Okay.
Right.
And then we have Alexa Dunnitz. Now, Alexa, I hate to say this, but you have a bit of a New York type of accent.
I'm more than aware of my New York type of accent.
I had a Boston accent that I had to get rid of because they made so much fun of me when I first moved to California. You too were born with the Democrat DNA on the birth certificate, the whole nine yards.
Oh yeah.
Right. I mean, did you leave the church? See, my parents thought I left the church when I told them I re-registered as a Republican. She was like, "Oh my God," you know.
Thankfully, I have one parent who is a conservative and a blogger, nonetheless.
Wow.
So he kind of can back me up, but. My mother definitely thinks I've gone a little off my rocker, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah, you've left. Like I said, you know, some people in my family would say you left the church because, you know, once you switch from Democrat to Republican, you've really committed that one hellacious sin. So, and that's the other thing, too. When you go back and talk to your parents who are still Democrats, you know, they love you, obviously. You know, you're their children. It's kind of hard for a parent not to love their child, but they're sitting there going, first for you, Stephanie. How could you do that to your people?
I used to be introduced as Stephanie. She has five kids, but now they say this is Stephanie, the crazy Republican. And my joke was running joke was that if I announced that I was addicted to crack at a family function, they would say, well, that's not as bad. It's worse to be a Republican. At least you can go to rehab for being a crack addict. What can we do? My mother shakes her head and she constantly tells me you need balance. And I keep thinking they switch kids in the hospital or something. And I don't know how I wound up in the family, but you know, it's so interesting. Interesting, though, I grew up in Chicago, went to Catholic school. My mother sacrificed and made sure that we had a great education. And when I run into people from grade school, they said, well, how did you become a Republican? I said, because I grew up in Chicago, and it was run by Democrats. That's how the same neighborhood that used to be thriving with little corner stores and businesses now looks like war-torn third world country, boarded up stores, nothing being built, nothing growing. And it's run by people that look like me, that vote Democrat, and they just consistently keep voting for a party that has not their best interest at heart in no form or fashion, and they just don't get it. But they're dependent on the donkey plantation. Again, when you give somebody everything free and they don't have to work for it, there's no fire in their belly to go out and get the American dream. When they could just wake up and the American dream is on a debit card, you know, why go out and work for it?
You know, and Alexa, your community out there, tell us what is it like in and around the college? I mean, as far as what are the demographics?
So, in terms of my college, it's pretty evenly matched Republican-Democrat. But when you step outside of that college campus where they haven't tried to create an even amount and New Yorkers have just kind of lived where they want, you find that 60% of my hometown, which is only about 20 minutes away, is Jewish. And thus, 60% of my hometown is Democrat.
Wow.
75% of them will vote Democrat consistently. Half those people, or 12% of those people, aren't even registered Democrats. They're Republicans who vote Democrat because they want a job in the county or they want a job in the town. And who's the town run by? Well, they're run by Democrats. So maybe if I vote for them, I can get some leverage.
I find it, you know, when I first started doing this show, I would not accept somebody on the show saying that liberalism was a sickness. But as I
would get upset when people say it's a mental disorder.
Too.
And then I realized it took me so long to realize it totally is. It's a complete disorder. I don't know if it's covered by Obamacare, but it's a disorder. It's really sad.
And when you start seeing things where my first hint, you guys are going to laugh at me. I'm watching the O'Reilly Factor. And Barney Miller, Barney Frank was on there, right? And he was on there, and O'Reilly said, well, let me play this clip where you said this. So he plays a clip where he says that, and Barney says, I didn't say that. He says, Congressman, I just played the clip. I don't care what you played. I didn't say that. So he plays the clip again. And they start, with that big blow up they had, they start fighting back and forth. I'm thinking, wow. So in Flint, Michigan, they had a Republican, governor or what have you, and even though this problem had been talked about for 20 years, it was the Republican governor's fault.
The rule in Chicago especially is blame the closest white Republican you can find. And if it happens to be the governor, yay, because they're not going to blame any other of the city council and the mayor. No, because they're Democrats or whatever. So we got to find a white Republican. Yes, we got a governor, and that's the same
so
problem
sad.
We have in
so
Illinois.
Sick and
it's
so
just,
sad.
Yeah, it's, so this evil white governor tricked all those very clever local Democrats into switching their water to poison. I mean, they were all in on this together. Why is the one guy getting blamed?
Yeah, I always got a kick out of that.
Because Democrats know how to close rank, and that's the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Lockstep with each other, and they don't. Yeah, you're right.
A Democrat
yeah,
gets attacked,
they
and
won't
they
come out against
the other.
Each
they
other.
Won't. They won't.
They
that's
won't.
True.
They're lockstep, arm to arm. Mm-hmm. Let's prevent these people from entering this building.
Well, when Flynn was you know when he was asked to resign, let's mm-hmm. just be honest about it. He didn't just decide to resign on his own. Mm-hmm. He was asked to resign. You know, everybody was all over that and how bad this and how bad. I said, wait a minute, stop. So Mr. Wienerschnitzel up there, he sends pictures around on more than one occasion while his wife is pregnant. And what do you hear from the Dems? Nothing. For the longest time, nothing.
That's what gets me. Every Saturday, Saturday Night Live comes up with 20,000 jokes for Trump. They couldn't find one guy that looked like Wiener. And that was just
that
right.
Either,
weeks
right?
and weeks of jokes. But just, nope, they just pretended like he's not in their backyard and not in their hometown. But they, every week, they're getting pretty creative with the fact that they keep coming up with just all Trump. 70% of their program now is about making fun of Trump, which is, it gets boring after a while. But you're right. They won't make fun of the Democrats. And Wiener was just this material that could have gone on forever. That was just disgusting. But they just pretended like, Wiener. I mean, it was kind of, what are you going to do?
Please, right. you can't even imagine the news that I was getting, because that was my hometown.
So,
and for 3 weeks, I had papers that read, let's talk about Wiener's Wiener.
Oh, okay.
All right. So because New York is, it can be really out there. Either California's bad. New York can have some fun, too. So I did, 2 years ago, I did a story about in Upper New York State, they had a school district that was actually promoting Mommy and Me pole dancing classes, okay?
Uh-huh.
Elementary school girls. And I pulled up one of the pictures, and I said to my wife, I don't know if we can post this. This is pretty
this
disgusting.
Is pretty borderline,
I mean,
right.
What says, I want to get close to my mommy any much more than a pole dancing class? So then the other night, and Tammy's listening, so she's going to throw up again. So we did a story the other night about, it was called Menstrual Equity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
oh
and menstrual equality, and you remember that whole slut shaming thing that was going down and fat shaming.
Do I have a safe space?
So, right? What about me? I'm doing this story, so I'm sitting there going, "Really? Is this what we've come to?" Like, so now because boys, I don't ever remember, and one guy in the chat room was hilarious, but I don't even remember as a kid. Making fun of girls that were on their period, and
boy, don't
I'm so
you want
old.
To talk about that.
Right.
Even, you can't even
you
get
run,
to go through
you
the
run
store
in the opposite
right.
direction.
You don't want to know.
And we don't.
About
you're right. We don't want to go to the store and buy your stuff or anything.
Right.
Can't you order it with a brown paper bag like everybody else does, and have it sent to the house? So I'm thinking about why is this such a big deal? Who's shame? And when you get older, like one guy said, hey man, if you're older and you're married to a woman, you know better. Than to make fun of her when that's going on. So I'm going, what is just, like, why? Where does this come
when there's
from?
No problem, that's
it comes
one.
From the gender equality movement, which comes from a bunch of.
They can't accept that we're two separate sexes by design.
No,
God was so
God forbid we actually be individual. But the big thing is.
And I like the designs in the different models.
Isn't it amazing?
I'm good with that.
Yeah, like, he was so genius with that. Right.
Yeah. But ultimately, what's going to happen is they're going to so androgenize both genders that there will be no separation. And then, women get hurt, but our population suffers. Because, let's face it, guys don't want to have sex with girls who look like men.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get a little, yeah, right.
I mean,
like,
you're
careful. Because there's a whole group out there that will say, well, I don't know. But I'm not even going to go down that road. But anyway, I look at this. We are, I don't do the whole political stuff for all the 3 hours in the show anymore. Because, anybody can make fun of Obama all night. Anybody can make fun of Trump all night. I go for these social issues because I think no matter what Trump or Obama, if these people fall for all these foundational cracks and breaks, that's what's going to pull us down. Ladies, thank you so much for being with me. So I do appreciate the time. We'll put up your information on the website where they can catch your show and that kind of stuff. Live from CPAC, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Hang out next hour. It's me for the whole hour. Boy, are you in trouble. We'll be right back.